Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is up? Good Monday afternoon. What a beautiful day.
From the text line, what was the year of that dime you guys were talking about? Don't worry, you don't have one. There's two, and I promise you don't have either one.
You don't have it.
And if it doesn't say San Francisco on it, it's just another dime. So you don't have it. You're right, Sam. What is the current temperature?
83 here.
83, not a cloud in the sky.
It's perfect.
Man, how did we get so lucky?
Pretty nice for a late summer.
By the way, the presidential debate is tomorrow night. We will be carrying that live. Does anybody have a start time on that? Is it 8 o'clock?
I think we should back it up. It's a very important time for our country. Mm,
good question. The coverage will start earlier, of course.
Yeah. What time are you thinking?
3 o'clock. Dana, alpha time.
3 o'clock start?
Probably have to just cancel the show.
1 p.m. Pacific.
I mean, between that and the Mizzou football.
The debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
So 8 o'clock our time.
Really late.
Which means the coverage is likely going to start at
7.
7 p.m.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. What is the story you have about Mission?
Okay, this always makes me mad because you remember this happened down the street with our favorite little coffee shop and they got
Twisted Sisters.
Sued because Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop, the Twisted Sister guy said, well, you can't use that. The popular West Coast street food concept in Kansas City called Mission Taco will now change its name after losing a trademark lawsuit. Mission Taco lost and was told, no, you cannot be Mission Taco. They are now changing its name to Session Taco. The news comes after Mission Taco Joint was sued for trademark infringement by Gruma Corporation, the parent company of Mission Foods, for the word mission in their name in 2023.
Ooh, that's not good either because the Mission Foods sells a lot of things like tortilla chips, taco shells.
I was just telling her, I've got some of their tortillas in my fridge.
Okay, but wait a minute. You can't, how can you let someone trademark the word mission? It's also a city down the street. Well, we're in it. It's not even down the street. We're on it.
And by the way, Mission Foods is located in North Kansas City.
And I think that's the issue, is that they sell similar products. It's not exactly the word mission, but it's in the vein of selling products that are similar. There are eight locations
across St. Louis and Kansas City, more than 500 employees. Session Taco is going to come out bigger and better than ever. They're updating the menu and all of that stuff. But the word mission is used so frequently in Kansas City.
Fair point.
Shawnee Mission. I don't.
But it says here Mission Foods has been in business since 1977, and they create and sell authentic Mexican food products. So if there's a store called Mission Taco, their argument would be that when you see that, you associate that with the Mission tortillas that you buy in the store. And I think they also make taco shells, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've seen the logo. I probably got their taco shells in my pantry at home.
So if you see Mission Tacos on a storefront, you might think, well, that's
Mission food truck concept. I wouldn't, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And by the way, Twisted Sister.
Oh, that still makes me mad.
The band. Now it's currently known as Urban Prairie Coffee.
Delicious coffee.
It is a great little mom and pop coffee store. But yes, it used to be known as Twisted Sisters Coffee. And JJ French, who is the lead guitarist of Twisted Sister, is maniacal with protecting the brand name of that, dare I say, half-ass heavy metal band.
Wow.
Oh, no, not a fan. Not a fan.
Clearly.
You're not going to take it.
I'm not going to take it. I want to rock.
Okay. We've lost Dana, officially.
Oh, no. All right, here is this story from People Magazine. No one was more surprised than Christina Novak when the short online obituary she placed in the Kennebec Journal about her mom's death went viral. Says Novak, "Let's be clear," she spoke with People Magazine. "It's a PSA and it's no joke. It was written with sarcasm and relief, but it's real. It was done in four sentences because I refuse to spend another dollar on that woman." Whoa!
Right? Whoa. Right?
For those who have not read Flo Harrelson's colorful send-off, which was published on August 30th, here is what it reads. Florence Flo Harrelson, 65, formerly of Chelsea, died on February 22nd, 2024, without family by her side due to burnt bridges and a wake of destruction left in her path.
Yep. Woo. I asked earlier in the program, and I repeat the question, do we somehow owe the dead some great flowery obit send-off if, in fact, in life, they were a horrible human being?
No.
I don't know this woman from Adam. Clearly, she's got issues. No one was surrounded by her bedside when she died. No family, because she, according to the daughter, was horrible. Mm-hmm. She didn't get into all the reasons why, but I'm sure they have their reasons, Scott. And so, are the dead owed some...
No.
So-and-so was the daughter of a farmer. You know, if, in fact, they were... awful.
Well, and I don't necessarily, but my family has a little bit of history here, and I hope my mother will forgive me for telling this story. Her stepdad, Orville, was a horrible, angry, dare I say, even evil human being.
Yeah.
And he was my mom's stepdad, but my uncle's real father. Okay. Orville died in, I don't know, the early 90s sometime. I don't remember. No one from our family knew he had died until after he was in the ground.
Yeah, you knew it was bad when he's in the ground and no one even reached out to say, hey, by the way.
We didn't even know. I think we went 6 months after his death, if I'm not mistaken, before, and he was Grandpa Orville to me, Grandpa Anderson, even though I never saw him after the age of 9. And he was not a good person. And when he died, my mother didn't know. He left all of his money to a library. His son, his biological son, my Uncle Mike, didn't know for 6 months after he was dead.
Listen to this. Florence Flo did not want an obituary or anyone, including family, to know she died, the notice read. That's because even in death, she wanted those she terrorized to be living in fear, looking over their shoulders. So this isn't so much an obituary, but more of a public service announcement.
So let me ask you something.
Wow.
If Flo Harrelson was so awful, and we have no reason to think she was not, why would her daughter even bother writing a four-sentence obituary?
Well, she said her mom took sport in ruining birthdays and Christmases. She also alleges that when she was a child, her mother took her to a bridge where she and her partner grabbed the girl's legs and pretended they were going to throw her in the water, an incident that Novak says gives her anxiety attacks to this day. She added she got approval from her mother's twin sister before submitting the obit, but never intended for it to get any attention beyond their local community. Well, part of me thinks this got attention beyond their local community because other people feel the same way.
But what I'm saying
not
is...
not everyone has a flowery relationship with mom and dad.
No, you're absolutely right. But what I'm saying is Flo Harrelson, according to her daughter, did not want an obituary or anyone, including family, to know that she had died. You just read that a minute ago. So why even write a four-sentence obituary unless you're trying to rub her proverbial face in it, so to speak?
You want the last word. That line speaks volumes. That says it's more of a public service announcement so that the people she terrorized won't be still living in fear looking over their shoulders.
They already know. She's trying to rub
her
mom's
face. Have you seen the photo of this woman?
No.
I think she probably chose that photo for a reason.
Oh, my God.
It's the thing of night. I'm just telling you right now, it's the thing of nightmares.
There are bad obituaries all over the place to the point that they are ranked on different social media sites.
Sam, I'm going to need you to look at a photo of this woman. I mean,
it's an unfortunate picture.
It comes from, think of the worst, scariest political ad you could possibly freeze someone's face. I mean, she looks like a homicidal maniac.
She looks like
from
she's...
from the 60s.
To borrow a phrase from the 80s, she looks like she's been goosed, if you know what I mean.
She reminds me of Mommy Dearest.
Wow.
When I see that face accompanied with what the daughter wrote.
No metal
no
hangers.
No more wire hangers. She looks like a no more
that's
wire
right.
hangers.
That's right. 913-586-7798. Every family, well, not every family, but a lot of families have that one person in the family. And when they go to meet their creator, you'd almost feel like you don't even need to write the obit. They did for Flo Harrelson. They wrote her four lines. None of them were kind.
She was a former prison guard.
And maybe they were just trying to get the last word, as Dana mentioned. But why even bother? Why not just take the high road and let her go? I strongly think that there's no way.
Novak hadn't spoken to her mom in a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Says she only discovered what had happened after a discussion with a friend about, quote, things were too quiet lately. So she Googled her mom's name and a death notice from a crematorium popped up. I messaged my aunt and said, did mom die? The aunt, an identical twin sister, replied, I don't know. Novak says after some digging, I discovered it was her.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So it was an obit for a woman, Florence, a.k.a. Flo Harrelson. She was 65 years old. She died in February of this year. And her daughter wrote this obituary. She obviously had no love for her mother. Florence Flo Harrelson, 65, formerly of Chelsea, died on February 22nd, 2024, without family by her side due to burnt bridges and a wake of destruction left in her path. And I said it was four sentences. That's actually one. That's one sentence. Four lines. 913-586-7798. Mary in Lee's Summit. Mary, hello.
Hey, you guys were talking earlier about this lady. Two things. Number one, that was her daughter's way of closing the book. And I had a horrible, horrible upbringing with biological parents. And I would have done the same thing, if not worse. And two, you also were asking about, you know, do you have some obligation or responsibility when they die? And I struggled with that when mine died and literally asked every denomination, what am I obligated to do? Because you're supposed to honor your mother and father, the commandments. And I was like, they didn't honor me. Why do I need to do that to them? And I found out that every denomination said the same thing. You're just supposed to make sure they are buried in whatever way they're supposed to be buried, cremated, whatever their religion is. And I said, well, do I have to pay for it? And they were like, no, you just have to make sure that it's done. And that's all I did. So in my eyes, I'm good with God. And when I get up there, I don't have to worry about saying I didn't honor them because I made sure they were buried correctly.
Okay. All right, Mary.
I never heard that, but it makes sense. In some religions, I can certainly see that. I don't know in this case that this was a thing because I don't think she was claimed, Scott.
Well, she was not. She was cremated, and then the daughter found out about it after the fact. So, you know, I'm not going to insert religion into any of this.
No.
But, you know, she's gone.
Do you guys want to hear what ranked as the worst obituary ever?
Yes, please.
Please.
I won't bore you with all the good stuff about birth date and death date, but we get down to the third paragraph, and by third paragraph, I mean third sentence. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother.
Oh, God.
And moved to California. She then abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents. That was the flowery input from her children.
By her husband's
Just air
brother.
All the dirty laundry in the obit.
She will not be missed. And they understand that this world is a better place without her, is the closing line.
You know, I don't know if I should write my own obituary.
Yes. Like the guy last week that's the influencer that just said, if you're watching this, I'm dead.
I'm wrong. I think I would rather write my own because, you know, I remember, and I still have my dad's obituary. It's in a book that I have at the house. And it was very well done, and it's all accurate. But those things are written, and my dad kind of died unexpectedly. We knew he wasn't well, but we didn't think he was going to die that young.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who wrote the obit, if it was the funeral home, or I'm sure my mom.
It's usually, mom
had something to do with it.
Yes.
But you're writing somebody's life story at the saddest moment of your life. Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, do we get four extra lines for, it's expensive.
Yeah, and we published it in the Leavenworth Times, but you're writing somebody's life story that you love dearly when you are the most depressed and down. And I would like my obituary to be kind of funny. And
uplifting.
And not
talk about you never wearing underwear.
Okay, we don't need to get into that.
Bizarre 80s music trivia. In fact, I think Sam and I are going to be in charge of your obituary.
So Dolores died in 2008, says here in the third paragraph of her obituary. She had no hobbies, no contribution to society, and rarely shared a kind word or deed in her life.
Wow.
Quote, I speak for a majority of the family when I say that her presence is not missed and very few tears will be shed. There will be no lamenting over her passing.
Wow.
Man.
And stay down.
Strong letter to follow.
Stay 6 feet down.
Wow. Somebody writes in on the text line, you both won the parent lottery. I'm not going to apologize for that.
Oh, I absolutely won the parent lottery.
Yeah, I did win the parent lottery, and I hope.
That's what I'm saying. I understand I can sympathize. I can't empathize.
Right.
I understand if there is rage wanting to get that out at the end.
Sure. I mean, my mom didn't win the parent lottery. She had her mother was fine. Irene. Of course it was Irene. But Orville was a jerk.
Yeah.
He was a horrible human being. And so, if you want me to apologize for winning the parent lottery, I will not do it. I was blessed.
But if you had not been, I can certainly understand the desire to be like, and stay down, Dolores.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from CNN. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has said that she has completed her final chemotherapy and, quote, is doing what I can to stay cancer-free. Good for her. As she plans to return gradually to public life in the coming months. Catherine, who revealed in March that she has been diagnosed with cancer, said in a highly personal video released today that she is entering, quote, a new phase of recovery with a renewed sense of hope and appreciation of life.
Hey, according to a study of posts on X in the last 90 days, the Kansas City Chiefs are the most disliked team in the NFL.
What have I told you for months?
Why?
Sam, do you want to explain this or do I have to do it again?
No, I don't. Because we're so great. I'm sorry we're so great.
Yeah, I can explain it in one very short and concise sentence. They hate us because they ain't us.
Would you like to guess the top five? If we are number one, number two is not that far behind us.
Okay. I know for a fact Dallas Cowboys are in the top five.
Number two.
New England Patriots.
No. Very surprising to me.
Well, not anymore because they stink.
Right. Chiefs followed by Cowboys followed by
Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, the Eagles have to be in the top
five. Eagles are number three. Thank you, Jason Kelsey. Four.
Rams.
No, but this surprised me.
Really?
Green Bay Packers come in at number four most hated, followed by...
annoying fans.
New York Jets.
Your Steelers.
Whoa.
Annoying fans.
And then it drops way off. The least hated are the Colts. Is that because they're the worst?
No, they're not the worst. Houston Texans are the worst.
Can we talk about...
I don't know what you have against the Texans. They had a playoff run last year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I just hate them.
You said that on Friday, too, and I'm like, what do you have against the Texans,
I hate the Houston Texans.
Can we please talk about the player not wearing pants over the weekend? And was he or was he not wearing pants?
Okay, so this was the New York Giants over the weekend.
Yes.
Did some sort of throwback and it's not throwback, it's throwaway jersey. Get rid of that. Don't ever bring it back again. It was red and blue, and it was sort of the Michigan Wolverines helmet style, if you know what I'm talking about. And there is a punter that is on the field who appears to be sans pants.
Okay, I'm going
to
show you the photo again. He looks like a member of the Rockettes, so that if he is wearing pants, it's like booty shorts.
They're very short.
So, Sam, what is this an optical illusion? And if so, who needs to be fired in the uniform production department?
So he's not wearing pads because he's a punter. So in theory, he shouldn't be hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the pants are just essentially like yoga pants of a different fabric per se. They're just form fitted to his body. And they happen to be the same exact color as his skin tone.
Okay.
Oh, so he is wearing pants.
So he is wearing pants.
And then if you look at the picture, his shirt is hanging down lower, so you can't see any of the stuff up top that makes it look like a pair of football pants. And since he's not wearing any pads in his pants, again, because he's a kicker, so in theory he's never going to get hit.
A sports guy tweeted, maybe if the Giants wore pants, they'd have a better shot. And I'm telling you, you look at this photo and you swear this guy's naked.
Those are very Caucasian-colored pants. Is that fair?
I mean, I see it at the gym sometimes where people are wearing yoga pants. Women are wearing yoga pants that are the same exact color as their skin. And I'm like,
hey, free show. Somebody says, why are the Raiders not on that list of top five most hated?
I don't know.
I told you when I don't play for the Chiefs, when the Chiefs started winning Super Bowls, this country was going to turn on the Kansas City Chiefs. It was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
You go to four of the last five, you win three of the last five, America is going to hate you.
Okay.
Well, and it doesn't help that among the championship rosters that we've had some very boisterous personalities.
Well, every NFL team has some boisterous personality.
Not like ours.
They're out there.
Did you see Travis Kelce at the U.S. Open yesterday?
And what is with you and his Gucci hat? You were not a fan of that hat.
I was not a fan of the hat or the shirt.
Between
which
Gucci
seemed
hats
to be...
and the Texans, man.
God.
I love Travis Kelce. I think he's fantastic. I'm just trying to figure out what he was wearing yesterday at a tennis tournament.
Well, and when you get to this point, especially with the New Heights podcast that they've got going on, his very famous girlfriend, the Super Bowl runs that have been happening... I saw an article over the weekend about the Kelce brothers and overexposure.
I could see that.
Oh, we've been saying that for a year.
I could definitely see that.
We've been saying that for a year.
It just builds the hate when you're constantly being forced to look at something you're already kind of disgusted by.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Well, by the way, were they at the U.S. Open yesterday? Is that right? In New York?
Yeah,
I think
correct.
It was.
Yeah.
So Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are traveling a lot. They're going to a lot of sporting events this past weekend. Because we went to...
because they have the week off, sort of. It's a longer than normal week.
Right.
Return to practice Tuesday.
So we went to the current game over the weekend on Saturday. I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. And you could tell which suite the Mahomes were in because the glass is frosted and there were police officers standing outside.
Yeah.
And so that game was at 6:30 at night on Saturday. They're in New York around noon yesterday.
How did they do that?
Well, private jet, I'm
sure. I was going to say, they know somebody who has three private jets.
And one's parked over at the downtown airport.
It's okay. Doesn't bother me at all.
So they are making the rounds.
Speaking of golf and my favorite thing in the whole wide world, Full Swing Season 3 will happen with one entire episode featuring Charlie and Tiger Woods.
Charlie's his son,
right? Yes, this is all over social media today because it's been such a joy to watch. Even if you don't follow golf, it is a joy to watch. Like, I watch all the 30 for 30s about the NBA. Like, I'm not an NBA fan or viewer, but I love good sports documentary stories.
Good.
So Season 3 Full Swing is coming to streaming near you, and one episode will feature Charlie and Tiger.
Just want to bring the story to your attention, not looking to make a topic out of it, but every once in a while, someone will write in on the text line, hey, what's the latest on the three guys who died in the winter up in the Northland? This is from Channel 5. For the first time since three men were found dead in the backyard of their friend's Northland home 9 months ago, an attorney believes charges will soon be filed. The former homeowner's attorney, John Paserno, telling Channel 5 over the weekend he expects someone to be charged in that case, but says it will not be his client, who was one of several people in the house when these men died out back.
So is that a roundabout side door way of saying it's not going to be his client that's going to be charged? It's going to be the person who sold the substance or substances that were inside whatever those men took that led to the deaths.
I remember
prosecutor telling me months ago, Scott, that case is going to be almost impossible to bring charges in. If you can't figure out exactly who bought it, when they bought it, how they bought it,
who they bought it from,
and it's been now 9 months.
Right.
So,
well, and refresh my memory, the homeowner whom John Paserno represents slept for 2 days.
Yeah.
Do I remember that correctly?
At least was not coming to the door.
For 2 days.
Correct.
On January 7th, Ricky Johnson, Clayton McGinney, and David Harrington went to Paserno's client's home to watch the final regular season Chiefs game of last season. 2 days later, the three high school best friends were found dead in the backyard. Paserno said his client went to sleep before the men left and did not know they were outside until police knocked on his door. The autopsy and toxicology reports have been completed for several months, but they are not open to the public, which Paserno said is not unusual.
We will keep you updated if, in fact, there's an update to be had. And I know the families want answers, and want somebody to be held accountable. But I think that there are times where
bad decisions get made.
Yes. And in cases like this, it can be very, very hard to bring somebody to justice for it.
From the Associated Press, the impasse between DirecTV and Disney over a new carriage agreement has become more heated as it enters its second week. DirecTV filing a complaint now with the FCC over the weekend, accusing Disney of negotiating in bad faith. Disney channels, including ESPN and ABC, in 9 markets, have been off DirecTV since the evening of September 1st. That meant DirecTV customers were blacked out from viewing most college football games and the final week of the U.S. Open over the weekend, including the men's and women's finals. DirecTV has 11.3 million subscribers. ABC and ESPN have Monday Night Football tonight between the Jets and 49ers.
Cannot wait.
Well, if you have DirecTV, it's not Kansas City, though. It's L.A., San Francisco, Fresno, California, New York, Chicago, the biggest markets in the country, Philadelphia, Houston, and Raleigh, North Carolina.
Did you see that the Chiefs home opener was the most watched thing ever in the history of football openers ever?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it's in my stack. I don't remember the exact number, But that home opener was the most watched
season opener.
Yes,
game.
The most watched season opener of any players' teams ever in the history of openers.
28.9 million viewers. The previous record was held by the New
England. Say that again.
Words.
New England and English are
Patriots. Who beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 2015 opener. That got 27.6 million viewers.
I think you had the numbers, Dana, over on Friday. And at one point there were, I believe you said something like 50 million viewers at one point.
Yeah, and it was not in the final minutes. It was like in the first or the second quarter.
Which is astounding when you think about it. That is one out of every six and a half
yes.
people in America was watching that Chiefs game.
Yep.
Huh.
Yet they hate us. Okay.
913-586.
Y'all were sitting there watching.
779. Yeah, hoping we would lose. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I tell you, we watched the Bob Marley.
I want to go see that.
So let me give you some advice. And I think I did this the other day.
Can I stream it?
Yes, you can. Okay. I believe it's on Prime, if I'm not mistaken. If you do, you have to use the subtitles.
Sure.
Granted, Jamaicans do speak English, most of them.
But it's a thick Jamaican accent.
It's a very thick accent, and it's very hard to understand. I'm such a Bob Marley fan. We watched another, this was a documentary about Bob Marley. I think it came out, you know, it's Run, Do Not Walk, because I think he's fascinating. Gosh, I want to say it was on Peacock, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll find it.
But it came out like
one of those subscriptions I canceled, Sam.
One of those 30.
You still have Prime?
I think so.
Are you team subtitles or not?
Always.
Ever since COVID.
I have to have them.
Because there's no shame in that game.
No, there's not. No.
I started doing it with Peaky Blinders because I genuinely couldn't understand what they were saying.
But then have you noticed now that if you don't have...
I feel like I can't hear what they're saying, and they're speaking very plain Midwestern English.
Even if it's football?
Now, I turn it off.
For sports, I turn it off.
We talked about this the other day. A friend of mine said, we cannot have this on for football. And I go, well, why not? I'm used to the subtitles.
I like to have it on. The only problem with football is that it covers the scoreboard.
Oh, okay.
And I need to see what's going on.
And the stats sometimes when they'll put up, you know, he's rushed for 13 times today for, you know, 50 yards.
See, I don't really pay attention to that stuff anyway.
So it's kind of a pain having to turn it off every time I watch a football game.
And then go into settings.
I'm 100%
team
subtitles.
It needs to be, we need to add that because we're all getting old. All the old people love the subtitles. It needs to be added as a feature on your remote, you guys. Because right now, he's right. Sam's right. You have to go into settings. Yeah. Like all that. No. I want subtitles on, subtitles off,
just
right there on my remote.
Have a little CC button on there.
You know what? We'll just do the deal right now.
So you're suggesting, do you work for Apple? Because you're suggesting that we add technology that was on TV remotes.
On my remote, I'm looking at this one in here right now. We need to get rid of, I would even get rid of page up, page down. I mean, if we had to get rid of something, there's a program button. I'd get rid of that and give me the subtitles.
I love subtitles. What was it about? Answer me this. What was it about the COVID year that everybody started going to subtitles?
Was there
a TV show that came out or something that we were all binging? That
I used to be adamantly against subtitles.
We all were. Yeah.
And now I'm fully on board.
You know what else I'm on board with now? Metamucil.
Excuse me?
AARP discount. It all comes in a wave.
You missed your first cafeteria.
What happened?
Well, you just got to put all this in one category, Scott, of getting old.
Have you joined AARP?
No, I am not that bad yet.
Are you going to?
No, I'm just telling you, there are certain things that happen when you get old, and subtitles is on that
list.
Is
that going to be a regular adult ticket or a senior ticket?
Shut up, Sam.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're dropping off the baby tomorrow. Grandbabies?
Grandbabies? Still cannot believe that guy said that to me.
Pow!
Stay down.
Tropical storm Francine is churning in the Gulf of Mexico. It is expected to become a hurricane tonight, and it will land in Louisiana.
Okay.
Expected to make landfall Wednesday afternoon.
Where in Louisiana?
Southwestern.
Oh, God. Do I need to call my mom and dad? No, if it's southwestern Louisiana, it's probably just a lot of rain.
They're going to get... So your folks live right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just outside of the hurricane zone.
Okay.
Expected to make landfall Wednesday afternoon.
Don't you feel like this is not really hurricane season right now? I feel like we passed that.
Oh, we're very much in hurricane season.
Well, it was funny because we just talked on Friday how there hasn't been a hurricane in over a month, and they were predicting the most active hurricane season
ever. That's right.
That's a lot, Francine.
And we were taking a gamble going to Mexico at the end of this month, and I thought, man, you know, what if, you know, we plan this trip and we get stuck there and there's
Did you get insurance?
Of course.
Please.
Did you get insurance for your insurance?
Something else you do when you get old.
Well,
we
didn't double up.
In case you break your hip on your way down.
No, we didn't double up on the insurance like it was a home.
Shut up.
It's a vacation. We just got one insurance policy.
If you only have one policy, who's going to insure that policy?
You have to have intent to break the law, and I did not have intent.
Now, that is not true. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
And you also didn't break it because you didn't file a claim with both companies, so you're good. Spending frivolous money is not illegal.
I want to be in a farmer's commercial. Yep, we've never seen that because ain't nobody ever done it. But Dana, bop it up, bop, 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 bop.
We got to run. Bonus hours next. Don't forget, we've got the presidential debate tomorrow night. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.